at the IAC Pavilion on the fly. J-Mont G, and it's a beautiful day, Thursday out here. A beautiful view, a great place to watch the air show, which is coming up here in just a little while. And we are going to talk in this segment with some guys from UND, University of North Dakota. This school has a very large aviation program, of course. It's one of the top aviation schools in the country. And as such, of course, they're going to have a very big program when it comes to anything aviation. And one of them is aerobatics, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have two super decathlons we use, and we've had them since, actually we've had the decathlons on the fleet and been doing aerobatics since the 80s and earlier. School's been there since 68 and moving on, and right now we compete with the IAC and the collegiate category, and we go to contests around the Midwest flying the super decathlon in primary through up to intermediate.
Okay, and Mike Lentz, I should introduce you. You're the coach of the program, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I coach the aerobatic team, and I primarily train students through introductory aerobatics and specialize in spin training and upset recovery as well as basic aerobatics.
Okay, and does every student who goes to UND through an aviation program, do they get to be involved in that at some level?
Yeah, most of them will go through and become instructors, and they'll go through spin training through our instructor program. And then I offer an introductory to aerobatic course as an elective, and a ton of students elect to take that one, and we provide quite a bit of spin and upset training.
Crazy stuff. But any thorough aviation training program should include upset recovery training.
Most certainly. You have to be able to fly the aircraft in all attitudes and be able to understand that relationship with angle of attack and how to control the airplane, and like I said, in all attitudes and whenever you need to when it counts.
Wow, we just got a lot busier here on the porch because we just had a little bit of a downpour here, which just moved in rather quickly, and I think it's going to be fairly short-lived.
I'm sure the wings under the decathlon are a happy place now.
Yeah, oh, under anything, I suppose, that's out here right now. All right, well, introduce your students here and tell us a little bit about how they get into the program and what motivates you.
They have Cameron Jacksheimer and Wolfgang Brink, and they're two students that are going through the aviation program at University of North Dakota and took the aerobatic course, and now they're both competing with the team.
All right, let's talk to them. Cameron, hi, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, thanks for making the time to come down. I understand that you are working with Sean D. Tucker this year on an internship program. Tell us a little bit about how that program works.
The internship program?
Yeah.
Yeah, the internship, I started flying at Sean's school about 2 years ago, and started my aerobatic training there.
After, down in King City there?
Yep, down in King City after doing a few flights with Mike in the Super Decathlon. So I started training down there, started competing with them, and got the opportunity to meet Sean up at the university and asked him if he needed an intern, so it all worked out.
Just that easy, huh?
Yep. Well, it took a year, but it worked out in the long run.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. So did you have any idea that you enjoyed aerobatics as you were coming up? I mean, you chose UND for your school, obviously for aeronautics, right?
Yep, for aeronautics. I always liked going to air shows. I didn't know I'd ever be able to have the chance to fly aerobatics. But when I saw that the course was available, I decided to take it. A little bit nervous on my first flight. And once we got upside down, didn't really like the feeling of hanging from the seatbelt, but slowly got used to that. So... it's been a lot of fun since then, and I pushed myself harder and harder and started to enjoy it more and more. So
at school you signed up for the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
The aerobatic team. And then how do you start them out, or how did you start out? Mike coaches you. What do you do first?
So the way the team works is it's required to have gone through the aerobatic course at UND. Basically, we have team practices, and depending on your availability during the summer, since that's the main competition season, and your willingness to be able to travel and spend time away from the university or away from home, that's how we select who's going down to competitions.
Very cool. And then we've also got Wolfgang Brink here. And Wolfgang, what do you do at the school?
Thanks, Jeff. I'm currently a student up there, a commercial aviation major. I've been there for 2 years. And it's just been a great experience. I got involved in the aerobatics my first year, so I started going to the meetings and really got involved with it. I've always wanted to compete in the aerobatics, and competed in high school and in other athletics, and then I wanted to get involved in the airplane with, like, competing. So thought, what better sport than the aerobatics to compete? And so then I joined the team, and yes, and I've been here first-year competitor this year.
Oh.
I did my first competition down in Spencer, Iowa here just the other weekend.
That's awesome. Now, let's ask Mike here real quick. How is it chosen? Who gets to take an airplane to what competition? And that, because, I mean, you only have a certain number of airplanes.
Yeah, we're kind of, so. There's a finite number of seats, the number of airplanes. But, yeah, we go through, and through the training, myself and a couple other instructors, we're kind of evaluating everybody and gauging everyone's interest and how it works out. And then we can kind of groom from there, you know, those that are going to really do well in competition, those that have the interest. Because it's not always just the straight stick skill that first lesson. It's where's the drive at, and where's your heart at, basically. Are you going to get into it, and where do you want to take it? And then we can train up from there.
So let's talk about just the normal progression. A student mm-hmm. starts as a freshman. Are they able to actually become involved in the program that early on?
Yep, right away we get them involved. There's a lot of things and help I need on the ground and critiquing. So we go up and we do critiques up in our area, where I'll have some other students come in. A couple students came with us to a IEC judges school to get involved and kind of see what it was about. And then I bring them up with us for some of the practices, where I have a number of students sitting on the line and our other coaches, and we look at how our students are presenting the aircraft and how we need to tweak things. A normal student coming to the university, they'll fly their first week, and then once they have their private pilot's license, that's basically the prerequisite to get into my introductory to aerobatics course, so they can start flying aerobatics that first year.
So how long in the UND program? How long is the private pilot course? Is that one semester or is it
one semester?
Year? One semester.
Yep.
Okay, so basically their first semester. They do the private, and then after that, they can move right into your program.
Yep, right after that, they can move right into our program. Concurrently, they'll probably be working on their...
airplanes.
Not aeroshell, but close. during the rest of the program, they can concurrently start working on their instrument and commercial. And Part 141, we kind of combine everything to that multi-engine rating. Depending on how driven they are, if they stay over a summer, myself, I completed all my ratings and was a CFI by the end of my second year.
It's pretty sweet.
So depending on, again, what your drive is and what you want to do with it, there's a lot that can be done.
Well, I know other aviation schools have different programs and are structured differently. UND's structure, is that one of the things that say led you to go to UND, Wolfgang?
Absolutely is. So it's the reputation of the school, and also like the flight training we're able to offer.
How about you, Cameron?
My main reason for going to UND is that it's not just a college focused completely on aviation, so you have the opportunity to explore all other parts of a regular college also. So UND really opens up the whole academic side of it if you're interested in that, as well as letting you fly for school.
Yeah. Now, did you start flying in Seattle before you went to school?
Yep, I got my private and instrument before heading to UND.
Okay, so you had a head start, pretty significant head start. You had a pretty significant head start then.
Yeah, a decent head start, yep.
So when he showed up, he could come right into the program.
Yeah, basically he could come right into the program and check things out. And we usually transition them through our first course kind of into our aircraft, because it's a little bit different area for flying, so there's a short course for that. And then, yeah, he can come right in and start doing aerobatics and working on his commercial and multi-engine type ratings. So, Cameron, right now you have CFI now.
Yep.
So in short order,
smoking right along.
In short order, yeah, he's going through his certificates and getting a lot of experience and working them in.
That's excellent. So goals, what about goals? Aerobatics is just one facet of aviation, of course. I mean, is your dream to be an air show pilot like Shondi Tucker, or are you looking more towards a corporate or a commercial aviation job?
Mostly commercial aviation job. I'd like to continue doing aerobatics on the side, see where competition takes me, maybe do air shows. It all depends on how it goes.
Now you've got to find a way to make money to buy one of these hot little items here.
Yeah, you have to be able to make money and be able to keep doing what you love.
Yeah, that's true. How about you?
Yes, just like Cameron said there, I plan on continuing up through the commercial aviation route and getting into the majors.
That's great. So, summer, you stayed over. Well, you're with Shondi Tucker this year, so you're not going to school right now, right?
Right, I'm not taking any classes.
Cameron
I'm just
is.
Traveling all over.
Yeah, that's cool. The internship, what does Sean have you do?
I ferry the extra between shows. That's our ride and media plane. We use it also for executives, customers of Oracle. that get rides with Sean. And then I also do help out with maintenance on the ground, cleaning the planes. Here at Oshkosh, I'm kind of working with Sean a lot and taking him to all the different events that he has to go to.
Glorified golf cart driver?
Of course.
Well, someone's got to do it, and it's a cool job. It really is.
Yeah, it's definitely a great opportunity.
And how about you, Wolfgang?
My summer's been pretty busy. I actually just finished up my CFI in 9 weeks over the summer here. We have offered the summer sessions. And so then, yes, I stayed both summers I was up there. And last summer I did my instrument, then I did my commercial, my multi, and I just finished up with my CFI. So right before I came here, passed my check ride. So
awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you,
that's great. Well, before we go on a break here in just a minute, Mike, why don't you wrap it up by saying for our listeners, maybe kids are listening that are trying to decide what school to go to. So here's your chance to plug UND.
Here's a chance, yeah. If you ever get a chance, come up to Grand Forks in North Dakota, check out UND, see the fleet, ride in the airplanes, you know, look at them, check things out, and come experience the full campus. We've got everything from aviation to medical school, nursing, elementary ed, engineering. It's the full university, so it's a great environment to check out, great environment to fly in, and you get to experience all the weather, and winds are no problem.
Awesome. Hey, guys, thanks so much for joining us on the radio today. You guys were great. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
J-Munchie, we are on the fly down at the Aerobatics Pavilion, the IAC, right out in Show Center. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk to Debbie Rynn Harvey in just a moment. You're listening to EAA Radio.